Hi, I'm Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 217 for the 18th of June. As news dribbled and drabbled out over the last week or so about the questions about when the 2012 series of Doctor Who would be scheduled and whether that schedule would go into 2013, I was reminded of American Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
So real quick, let's break down the known knowns and the known unknowns and even an unknown unknown. Let's start with the known knowns. We know that the BBC has greenlit 14 more episodes of Doctor Who. We also know that not all of them will air in 2012. We know that BBC controller Danny Cohen attributed it to Stephen Moffat showrunning both Sherlock and Doctor Who and simply needing more time, which the BBC just ran that story at face value instead of considering that he might have delivered that as a joke. We also have a known known that Stephen Moffat is pissed off, tweeting first, "Doctor Who, misquotes and misunderstandings, but I'm not being bounced into announcing the cool stuff before we're ready. Hush and patience." And then, after the BBC news, "The scheduling of Doctor Who has got nothing to do with Sherlock. On the plus side, the BBC spelled my name right." Okay, now here are the known unknowns. We don't know for sure that Danny Cohen was joking or really believed that the delay was due to Moffat's workload, but, you know, that's inside politics. I don't care. The big known unknown, of course, is when we will get Doctor Who. Now, speculation's been all over the place, including, say, a number of specials in 2012 and then several episodes in 2013. Stephen Manfred, who keeps the Doctor Who on North American DVD FAQ, cited three unnamed sources in saying that everything's being shifted a few months so that we'd theoretically have a season split like we had this time around only over next Christmas. So a few episodes in 2012, Christmas break, few episodes in 2013, leaving aside question of Christmas specials and all that. So that sounds like reasonable speculation to me. There is one unknown unknown that I can think about, and it's presumptuous for me to say it, but you probably haven't thought about the impact that this might have on BBC America and other international distributors of Doctor Who. American TV is used to massive runs of series, 22, 24 hours of drama a year, for example. It's already hard enough for BBC America to promote 13 sequential episodes of Doctor Who, and now they're having to split it, but now there's going to be an even longer gap between episodes. Does this make it harder to sell Doctor Who in America to audiences and advertisers? Possibly. And that's only an issue when you remember that the BBC's under serious cash woes right now and needs all the money it can get to make Doctor Who, including the money that comes to BBC worldwide from BBC America, Space, and other distributors. Remember, BBC America even co-produced episodes and might be asked to do more in future. So, in the end, I don't care about the gossip and I don't care about the motivations. As Stuart Ian Burns says in his blog at feelinglistless.blogspot.com, although Doctor Who's future is assured, and hey, we've got early confirmation that there will be episodes in 2013, so that's something, the concern is that Doctor Who maintains its influence at the Beeb. Not just its longevity, but its influence. And as an expensive show for a cash-strapped public service broadcaster, I wouldn't take that for granted. When Stephen Moffat and the BBC are ready to share their plans, I hope it's good news. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 217. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again soon. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com.